Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Atlanta. You are listening to Maya Dixon. I am your relationship host, avid blogger, mom, wife, and counselor. And this is the heart and soul of relationships on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you all for tuning in and joining me this afternoon. It is a beautiful spring day here in Atlanta. As I look outside of my office window, I see beautiful pine trees and the wind is blowing. I think it's going to be a high of maybe 74, 75 degrees today. The pollen is definitely amongst us. So those of us who have issues with allergies, yes, be careful out there today and make sure you take your medication. I thank you all for tuning in and listening to me. This is the Relationships Show, and as always, I have to take a moment at the beginning of every show to just say thank you to the God above for strengthening me, for giving me the courage and the will to get on the air and talk about difficult relationship topics. I so appreciate that, and I just have to say thank you, God. If you have not tuned in before, just so that you know, this is the Relationship Show where we talk about all manner of relationships. So whether it's the parent-child relationships, those who are in the premarital phase, they're engaged to be married, those who are already married, those who are single and looking to be married, what have you. We talk about the relationships that we have at work. We talk about the relationships we have with our siblings. You name it, at some point in time, we are going to talk about it. So with that being said, today's topic, or today's show, I should say, is entitled The Telltale Signs You Should Not Get Married. And the inspiration for this show basically just came about me working and interacting with other people and just realizing that there are times when, quite often I'm finding, there are times when people are engaged to be married, and there are a lot of red flags that appear. But I'm finding that individuals, couples, however you want to put it, are sort of looking past those things because they feel and they want to be married. And so I thought about that as a show topic, and I thought that was something important that we should discuss on the air. So if you are out there and you are listening, and if you have experience with this, being engaged and then realizing that you should not be engaged to be married, if you were engaged and you went ahead and married anyway, knowing that you shouldn't get married, just, you know, if you don't mind sharing, give us a call and let's talk about what those red flags were for you. How did you know that marriage was something that you should not partake in, yet you did it anyway for whatever reasons? And I'm finding that those reasons are different for everyone, but each person has his or her own story. And that's what today's show is about, the telltale signs that you should not get married. And so I came up with six. There are more, but the six biggies that I've been seeing just in my everyday life are the ones that I sort of came up with for the show, and we'll discuss those in more detail. If you would like to be a part of the show, if you would like to add your experience, or if you have a question, you can give me a call at 646-929-0329. That's 646-929-0329. We are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, listeners. It's Maya Dixon. Just a quick reminder that I have a passion for writing and talking about couples issues and relationship issues as a whole. I have two blog sites. The first one is innobcounseling.wordpress.com, and that is a blog site where I write about all relationship issues. It's very informative, and you can share via social media. You can read it, comment, email it to a friend. And I also have a second blog site, and that's premaritalbliss.com. WordPress.com, and this site is for newlywed and engaged couples. So if you are a newlywed or you're engaged and you want to read about issues that pertain specifically to you, you can log on to premaritalbliss.wordpress.com. You can share also via social media, and you can also share with friends. You can email it, you can comment it, you can tweet it out, whatever you like. So be sure to join me on my blog sites. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Thank you for listening today. Just a quick reminder, don't forget to follow me on Facebook.com/INNOVCounseling. And also, you can follow me on Twitter, and that is @INNOVCounseling. It is important that you follow me on Twitter and Facebook because that is where I release all of my workshops and all of the any other happenings that are going on as far as teachings and trainings, online webinars, things of that nature. Often when I'm at a conference, I'll upload pictures and photos of other things that are happening there. So don't forget to log in to Facebook.com/INNOVCounseling and follow me on Twitter @INNOVCounseling. Thank you. Hello, listeners. It's Maya Dixon, your relationship specialist and Blog Talk Radio host. I want to invite you guys to follow me on Instagram and Pinterest. If you search me in Pinterest, that's Maya Dixon, MayiDixon. You will find me there. And you can feel free to follow all of my boards. Also, I am on Instagram, and my username on Instagram is INNOVCounseling. That's INNOVCounseling on Instagram. So, I have a little treat for you. If you are one of the first two people to follow me on Pinterest and Instagram and to repin one of my pins from Pinterest and put a little note in there so that I know that it was you. Also, if you follow me on Instagram and like one of my pictures and let me know that you are from Blog Talk Radio, that you're listening to the show, I will send you a free copy of my new ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. That's right, my free ebook called Creating Marital Boundaries. So follow me on Instagram. That's INNOVCounseling. Like one of my pictures and send me a little note. And also you can follow me on Pinterest and follow all of my boards on Pinterest. Repin one of my pins and let me know that you are following and that you are from Blog Talk Radio, that you are a listener of the heart and soul of relationships. And I will send you a free copy of my ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. Thank you, and don't forget to follow me.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Maya Dixon. I am your relationship host, avid blogger, mom, wife, and counselor, and this is the heart and soul of relationships on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you all for tuning in to the show and listening, and I also thank those of you who will tune in to the archived version of the show. I appreciate your listens as well. And don't forget, just as the commercial just stated, that I am on social media. You can listen to my show and share it with other folks. All you have to do is, if you have an iPhone or iPad, all you have to do is go in there into the podcast section of iTunes and type in the Heart and Soul of Relationships, and my show will appear. You can follow the show by subscribing to it. It's absolutely free, and it's really cool because if you have your iPhone or your iPod, you can take me with you wherever you go. So if you're working out or you're in a grocery store, you can listen at your leisure. You can fast forward and rewind, and you can also share it with other people via social media or text or even email. If you have a particular show that you really enjoyed and you want to share with other folks, you can do that by just using the share buttons within the podcast. So make sure you do that if you have not already done so. Now, today's show, we are talking about what I feel is sort of a sticky subject, and that is the subject of knowing when not to get married, but you're already engaged. And so I've already, at the beginning of the show, shared some of my motivation for coming up with that particular topic. And I just wanted to let you guys know, if you are out there and you have been engaged and you married and you knew while you were engaged that you should not marry that person, but you didn't know how to get out of it, and whether you were able to get out or not, if you want to share your story, just give me a call at 646-929-0329. The great thing about talking about this on the air is that many people are in this situation, and when you guys call in and share your stories or give your opinions, you are being helpful to someone else who may be in the same situation. So if you were engaged, you had the ring, you had the dress, you had a tux, you rented the hall, but you knew in your heart, for whatever reasons, that this was not the right thing to do. And if you were one of those, I think, rare people who was able to put a stop to it and to turn the other way and just press pause, I really need to hear from you today, because there are other people in your same situation who the invitations have been sent, you know, the dress is bought, the ring is bought, everybody knows about the upcoming wedding, but in their heart of hearts, they know that this is not either the right time or the right person. And so today I wanted to give some examples and talk a little bit about, how is it that we know it's not the right time? What are some of the reasons why perhaps you shouldn't get married once the proposal has been made and agreed upon? What are some of the reasons? So I'm going to go through a list that I created of some of the reasons why I think you shouldn't, what I think are sort of the telltale signs that, hey, you probably shouldn't go through with this wedding. And if I miss anything, you guys know that you can call in and add your ideas to the list, and you also know that you can just shoot me an inbox on Twitter or Facebook. That's at INNOV Counseling. Okay, so the first one I came up with, and this is important, and so I don't know whether or not you guys will agree with this, but I thought that this is just very important. If you are engaged to be married, but you don't participate in premarital counseling, or one or both of you don't believe in premarital counseling, then I really believe that you shouldn't get married. And the reason that I say that is because outside of radio, as most of you guys know, I am a licensed psychotherapist, and one of the services that I provide is premarital counseling. And what I have found is that this is just vital to the relationship. And so I say to couples and individuals all the time that as a society, we put so much time and money into planning the wedding, buying the ring and the dress and the doves and the ice sculptures and the tuxedos and all of these things, but we put very little time into the planning of the marriage. We plan the wedding, but we don't plan the marriage. And because of that, I think that premarital counseling is important, because to me, premarital counseling is where you're going to plan the marriage. This is where you talk about the difficult issues. This is where you get an objective opinion from a licensed professional as to things like how your level of communication is, how you handle money, what type of debt do you have, how many times have you been married, how has those marriages affected what is going to be the pending wedding, is there children involved, how many children, where are those children going to live, where are we going to go for Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner, what do we feel about our parents as they age, do we bring them into our home and care for them, or do we find a good facility, a hospice or something where they can be taken care of, how do we view marriage, what do we want out of marriage, how do we define marriage, why do we want to marry that specific person? These are all the questions that oftentimes couples don't ask each other. They don't necessarily ask themselves. And I think it's really good to participate in a premarital counseling, because this is where you design the type of marriage you want, and you vocalize what type of marriage it is that you do want. So I always say premarital counseling, I'm talking about 6 weeks. I'm talking about, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 months of counseling. And if someone, you know, I've heard people say, well, I can't afford it. And I always say, well, if you believe in it, but you're telling me that you can't afford it, then you probably shouldn't be married, because this is just as important as the wedding and the ring and the eye sculpture and the dove. This is more important, actually, than those things. And we have invested time, energy, and money into all of those things, which is just really for show. It's beautiful to look at, but it has nothing to do with the quality of the type of marriage you're going to have. And so I always say, if you can't afford or don't believe in premarital counseling, then you probably shouldn't get married. So that's the first one. So you guys give me a call. You let me know your opinion. If I forget something on my list that you think should be on there, give me a call and let me know. You can reach me at 646-929-0329. That's 646-929-0329. Number two, if you cannot afford a wedding without going into major debt, meaning this is how much money you have for the wedding. You have, let's say, $5,000 to create a wedding. But once you lay out your plans and everything that you want, it totals $20,000. If those numbers don't match, then you either should not get married if you can't have the wedding that you want, or you really need to think about scaling back. Because, like I said, that time in which you get married, it is literally, people plan for months and sometimes years for that one day. But literally you say, I do, in a matter of seconds, and it's all over. So it's really not worth going into debt, and it's not worth the fight that couples often have about the type of wedding that they want compared to the type of wedding that they can afford. Because this is the first test of maturity. This is also the first test of the couple as to whether or not they can live in reality. So if you have $5,000, but you want a $20,000 wedding, and you're willing to create that debt to make up that difference, is that the same type of behavior you're going to have once you're married? You're going to always want more than what you can afford and be willing to create that debt to get what it is that you want. So maybe you shouldn't get married if you can't handle that in a mature fashion. Number three, if you or part of you believe that your partner or spouse does not love you, or that you cannot trust him or her, then you should not get married. And you would be surprised the number of people who have trust issues, whether they're valid or not, whether it comes from this particular partner or previous partners that they have had, and they have sort of a negative or bleak outlook on marriage anyway, or really being able to give all of themselves to someone else that's difficult for them to do, but because they found someone that they like or love and that person has proposed, they are willing to walk down that aisle, even though in their heart of hearts they know they don't trust that person, or they have reason to believe, whatever reason is because of behavior, that that person does not truly love them. But because they have a ring and a date and a tuxedo and a hall rented and the, you know, invitations have been sent out, they are still willing to go through with that process. And I think that is a big no-no. Because if you don't have trust for your partner, your fiancé, then you shouldn't get married, because that is the total opposite of what marriage is. Marriage is all about trust and not feeling loved and not and feeling as though you cannot trust that person is the complete opposite of what marriage is supposed to be. So if you would like to add to my list, if you have a story you would like to share that may be helpful to others out there, you can give me a call at 646-929-0329. I also have the online chat open, so if you want to send your question or comment there, I will do my best to read it out during the show. Right now, we're going to take another short break because it is time for our daily dose of motivation.
Hello, listeners. This is Maya Dixon, your relationship specialist, relationship host. and this is your daily dose of motivation. This is to encourage you to eliminate the distractions in your life so that you can focus on your goal. So whether your goal is to start a business, to be a better parent, to be a better spouse, to be a student, to go back to school and continue your education, whatever your goal is, to lose a couple of pounds, whatever it is, you have to eliminate the distractions in your life. You have to figure out what percentage of time you are using throughout your day that do not pertain to you accomplishing your goal. Once you sit down with pen and paper and write out your daily schedule and figure out how much time you're spending watching television or talking on the phone or texting, playing video games, how much time you're spending sleeping or just lounging around or engaging in conversation that really is not productive. You need to figure this out so that you can figure out what are the distractions in your life. Once you have figured out that maybe I spend 3 to 4 hours a day watching television and I can actually spend an hour a day watching television and the other 2 hours I can work on my goal. So whether it's meal planning because you want to lose weight, whether it's searching for what school you want to attend because you want to obtain a degree, whether it's improving your parenting, and so maybe you need to go out and consult someone or consult the elders in your family about parenting issues. Whatever it is, figure out how you're spending your time, figure out what the distractions are, and don't forget, our distractions can also be people. It could be a spouse, it could be a friend, it can be a parent. When we're engaging in things that aren't helping us to elevate us towards accomplishing our goals, it's considered a distraction, and it can be a person, a place, or a thing. So figure out your distractions in your life and accomplish your goals. Hi guys, I am giving away a copy of my ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. And the way that you enter the contest to win is that the first person or couple who likes my Facebook page, that's facebook.com/INNOV counseling, and also follows me on Twitter at INNOV counseling, sends me an inbox on both Twitter and Facebook and let me know that you are entering the contest. The first person or couple to do that will receive a free copy of my ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. So good luck and enter as many times as you like, but remember, it's really the first person that I see has liked the page and followed me on Twitter and sent me the inbox messages. So good luck. Hello, listeners. It's Maya Dixon. Just a quick reminder that I have a passion for writing and talking about couples issues and relationship issues as a whole. I have two blog sites. The first one is INNOVcounseling.wordpress.com, and that is a blog site where I write about all relationship issues. It's very informative, and you can share via social media. You can read it, comment, email it to a friend. And I also have a second blog site, and that's premaritalbliss.wordpress.com. And this site is for newlywed and engaged couples. So if you are a newlywed or you're engaged and you want to read about issues that pertain specifically to you, you can log on to premaritalbliss.wordpress.com. You can share also via social media, and you can also share with friends. You can email it, you can comment it, you can tweet it out, whatever you like. So be sure to join me on my blog sites. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Thank you for listening today. Just a quick reminder, don't forget to follow me on facebook.com/INNOV counseling. And also, you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at INNOV counseling. It is important that you follow me on Twitter and Facebook because that is where I release all of my workshops and all of the any other happenings that are going on as far as teachings and trainings, online webinars, things of that nature. Often when I'm at a conference, I'll upload pictures and photos of other things that are happening there. So don't forget to log in to facebook.com/INNOV counseling and follow me on Twitter at INNOV counseling. Thank you. Hello, listeners. It's Maya Dixon, your relationship specialist and Blog Talk Radio host. I want to invite you guys to follow me on Instagram and Pinterest. If you search me in Pinterest, that's Maya Dixon, M-A-Y-I-D-I-X-O-N. You will find me there. And you can feel free to follow all of my boards. Also, I am on Instagram, and my username on Instagram is INNOB Counseling. That's INNOB Counseling on Instagram. So, I have a little treat for you. If you are one of the first two people to follow me on Pinterest and Instagram and to repin one of my pins from Pinterest and put a little note in there so that I know that it was you. Also, if you follow me on Instagram and like one of my pictures and let me know that you are from Blog Talk Radio, that you're listening to the show, I will send you a free copy of my new ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. That's right, my free ebook called Creating Marital Boundaries. So follow me on Instagram. That's INNOB Counseling. Like one of my pictures and send me a little note. And also you can follow me on Pinterest and follow all of my boards on Pinterest. Repin one of my pins and let me know that you are following and that you are from Blog Talk Radio, that you are a listener of the Heart and Soul of Relationships. And I will send you a free copy of my ebook entitled Creating Marital Boundaries. Thank you, and don't forget to follow me.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Maya Dixon. I am your relationship host, avid blogger, mom, wife, and counselor, and this is the Heart and Soul of Relationships on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining me today. The topic today is telltale signs that you should not get married. So we're talking about when a proposal has been made and accepted and agreed upon, but then you realize that maybe you shouldn't get married. Do you A, continue on because things are just going to work out and you've already accepted and told everybody and booked the caterer and had the cake made? Or do you B, take your life into your own hands and think about the long-term consequences of marrying someone whom you know you probably should not, or maybe not at that time? So what do you do? How do you even know? If you're having doubt, how do you know that it's not just cold feet, which a lot of people get, which is very normal, as compared to when these are just really red flags that we need to pay attention to? So what I have done is come up with a list of six reasons that I think couples should consider that may tell you that you shouldn't get married. I feel like there are six red flags. Let's see. The first half of the show, we talked about the first three, which was if you don't have premarital counseling, you say you can't afford it or you don't believe in it, then you probably shouldn't get married because it's vital. And I'm also finding that a lot of people don't participate in premarital counseling because deep down they kind of know that they shouldn't marry this particular person or at this particular time, and they are afraid that that will come out and that will be discovered during the counseling. They are afraid to tap into the issues that need to be tapped into, and they want to just gloss over those things because they have a ring, a date, and a dress, and a tux, and they don't want to ruin that. Number two was if you cannot afford to have a wedding, meaning you have a $5,000 that you can invest in a wedding, but the wedding that you're planning is $20,000 or more, and you're willing to go into debt for that one day. It's a number of hours, that one day. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's a way to start a marriage. Then you probably shouldn't get married because those types of decision-making flaws will probably be evident within the marriage as time progresses, and that can cause a lot of problems. Number three was if you feel at times or you know that your partner or fiancé does not love you or that you cannot trust him or her. And as opposed to kind of working on that and talking about that and figuring that out, you just sort of sweep that under the rug and say, hey, I got my ring, I got my dress, I have my tux, I'm going to get married anyway. So number four is if you are one of those people who feel the need to have sex with someone outside of your relationship before you get married. So whether it's at a bachelor's party or a bachelorette party, or it's a fling with whomever, someone from your past, and you feel like you need to sort of fill those wild oats, so to speak, before you get married, that's a problem. And the reason that that is a problem, because if you are at the point where you are ready, you're saying you're ready to be married, there's no way you should have, there's no way you should be engaging in such an intimate act with someone else. I don't care if it is a bachelor party or a bachelorette party. That goes against the whole idea of getting married, because right there you're already starting to break the covenant. You feel the need to be satisfied by someone else outside of your relationship moments before you walk down the aisle and say, I do, and not to mention the immaturity factor that plays into feeling as though you need to sort of, for lack of a better term, whore around because you need to get something out of your system. If there's that much of anything in your system that you feel you need to get out, you're probably not ready to get married. Okay? So that was number four. Number five, let me get a sip of water. Number five, if you pressured your partner or gave them some sort of ultimatum, to propose or to agree to marry you, then you probably shouldn't get married. Because this should be, marriage should be wanted by both parties. It should be agreed upon by both parties. If you have to manipulate or pressure or heavily suggest leaving around bridal magazines or pulling them into the jewelry store, looking at engagement rings, if you have to threaten, if you have to accidentally get pregnant, whatever it is, if you have to pressure that person, if you have to give them ultimatums in order to get a proposal, then you probably shouldn't get married. And this is for men as well as women. There's nothing wrong with expressing what you would like your future to be, to let someone know that you want something real and long-term and you want that type of commitment. There's nothing wrong with that. That conversation ideally only really needs to happen one good, serious conversation. That's not something that needs to be, you know, you need to hit the person over the head with it every week or every month or whatever. If you've gotten into a situation where you've committed to all the other things, but you haven't committed to the marriage part yet, then it's sort of your fault. Now you're in a sticky situation, but you still have to let the other person know what it is that you want and what you want for your future. But then after you've expressed your needs and your wants, you have to let it go. And you cannot continue to pressure someone or try to manipulate them or to accidentally get pregnant or anything like that because you decide that's the best place, that's the best way to pull this person into marriage. Because anything somebody has to do kicking and screaming is not going to last, and you shouldn't want anybody to kick and scream going down the aisle. This should be agreed upon by both parties. It's supposed to be a good thing. It's supposed to be a positive thing. It's supposed to be a loving thing that takes place. It's a covenant relationship. It's not something you should be strong-arming someone into doing. And let's see. We have one more. If you like to make a comment or you have a question or a story to share, give me a call at 646-929-0329. We'll take one more break and get another daily dose.
Hello, listeners. This is Maya Dixon, your relationship specialist, relationship host, and this is your daily dose of motivation. This is to encourage you to eliminate the distractions in your life so that you can focus on your goal. So whether your goal is to start a business, to be a better parent, to be a better spouse, to be a student, to go back to school and continue your education, whatever your goal is, to lose a couple of pounds, whatever it is, you have to eliminate the distractions in your life. You have to figure out what percentage of time you are using throughout your day that do not pertain to you accomplishing your goal. Once you sit down with pen and paper and write out your daily schedule and figure out how much time you're spending watching television or talking on the phone or texting, playing video games, how much time you're spending sleeping or just lounging around or engaging in conversation that really is not productive, you need to figure this out so that you can figure out what are the distractions in your life. Once you have figured out that maybe I spend 3 to 4 hours a day watching television and I can actually spend an hour a day watching television and the other 2 hours I can work on my goal. So whether it's meal planning because you want to lose weight, whether it's searching for what school you want to attend because you want to obtain a degree, whether it's improving your parenting, and so maybe you need to go out and consult someone or consult the elders in your family about parenting issues. Whatever it is, figure out how you're spending your time, figure out what the distractions are, and don't forget, our distractions can also be people. It could be a spouse, it could be a friend, it can be a parent. When we are engaging in things that aren't helping us to elevate us towards accomplishing our goals, it's considered a distraction, and it can be a person, a place, or a thing. So figure out your distractions in your life and accomplish your goals.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Maya Dixon. I am your relationship host, avid blogger, mom, wife, and counselor. And this is the Heart and Soul of Relationships on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I have a MacBook, and when the last upgrade came out, apparently now my computer can receive phone calls from my iPhone. There it is. So I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. I was just trying to figure out how to stop that because as I'm here on the air, phone calls are coming through on my FaceTime because my cell phone is on the same Wi-Fi, and I think I stopped it. Okay, so I checked the button, so I think that's it. I just wanted to make sure because that's a big distraction. It's convenient at times, but at times like this when I'm on the air, it is an inconvenience. Okay, so I digress. I just had to do, I'm like, I can't receive calls while I'm talking because I'm going to, like, feel like I need to answer it when I'm doing something else. Okay, so the last one, number 6 of the red flags that you probably should not get married, even though you are already engaged. You think that getting married will solve your relationship problems. Or, let me add to that, fulfill a void within you. And I'm writing while I'm talking, so that's why I sound like a 3-year-old. Okay, so what that basically means is that oftentimes people want to get married because I don't even know why this happens, but there's some crazy idea that when there's relationship problems that getting married is going to solve those problems. And no, getting married will not solve those problems. So whatever problems you had before marriage, if you don't learn how to if you don't resolve those or learn how to work through those, you'll continue to have those same problems. You'll just be married. Another thing that I find is that sometimes people want to get married to fulfill some type of familial void or longing. So maybe somebody who was not raised by both parents, or they were neglected somehow, or something has taken place that they are always looking for this void, and they look for it through relationships. And they're thinking that their ultimate happiness is going to come through marriage and through this particular person. And what I educate people and advise people about constantly is that getting married is not going to fulfill that void, and that your spouse to be is not going to make you happy all the time. It is not their duty to fulfill your overall happiness. And those of you who have listened to me before, you've heard me say on the show that your happiness comes from within and from your connection with God or your Creator. I think there's a reason why we are all born. And our purpose in life is to be connected to God, to find out what our reasoning is for being born on this earth. And that is what brings us happiness. We can be happy within marriage. That person can do things that make us happy. But our overall, the thing that's deep-seated, that's down inside of us, that happiness comes from within, and it comes from our connection with God. So you can't put that responsibility on someone else to make you happy at that level every day. That's basically asking someone to tap dance for you every day. And that's a huge responsibility, and it's not fair, and it does not work. So with that in mind, I hope that this show was beneficial. I hope that it provoked the wheels to turn, and I hope I provided seeds of thought. If you are engaged in considering marriage, I hope you will consider my 6 red flags and make sure that those are not prevalent in your relationship. And also remember that even if they are, not getting married this moment to that person does not mean that a marriage can't happen down the line. Sometimes we need to just push pause, work on ourselves, work on the relationship, get things on track, and then we go ahead with the wedding. But we should never simply proceed with marriage because we have a ring and a date and a tuxedo and the honeymoon's booked, and in our heart of hearts we know that this isn't the right thing to do because it's just going to lead to disaster. So sometimes we just need to push pause and work on those things, whether it's with a pastor or with a psychotherapist or just ourselves, and get things back on track and figure out what it is that we want, how we're going to accomplish that, and then we just sort of delay and we move on later on in life. I hope that this was helpful for you guys. I'll be back next week, 12:30 Eastern Time. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day and a great rest of the week. God bless and goodbye.